house with the pool and ask for a picture of his permit.
Oh, they already asked. We're waiting for it.
Yep. Welcome, everyone, to the Hemingway Point Community Development District. Today is Wednesday, January 27th. From the board, we have with us Anthony, Russ, and Cheryl, and Roy in the room, and Carlos is on the phone. We have some guests on the phone. Thanks for joining us. Your minutes from November 25th have been circulated. If those are in order, a motion to approve is appreciated.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
From Cheryl.
I'll second.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, we got it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 We've had a draft of the resolution 2105 at the last meeting, but we didn't take a vote authorizing it. So if there's a motion to approve resolution 2105, we're putting it into a framed. Ben, you've had that printed? The Aussie resolution?
I'm working on that.
Okay. Once we get it finalized, a nice hangable, mountable, frameable version of it, we'll get it to him. But by motion, it would be appropriate for the board.
Oh, I thought we'd made a motion.
I thought we did.
Yeah, no, it was a draft. So
okay.
We didn't approve it by motion. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the 2021.
Hey, Paul, I can barely hear everybody else in the room. I can only hear you.
Yeah, we're a little bit constrained. I'll repeat it. Cheryl had the motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second from Russ. All those in favor?
Aye.
Great. This was just approving the prior resolution draft in final form. That brings us to staff reports. Scott, anything for our friends today?
Just a couple of things. One, apologize, I'm not there in person today. I know you guys are trying to limit the number of people there, and I'm feeling a little bit of a cold myself, so figured it was best to stay remote for today. So sorry I can't see you all there. Don't have a whole lot to report. Since the past meeting, prepared the pool maintenance agreement for the board's approval, and so that's ready to go. And that's about all I've got for today. Don't have anything super specific to discuss. I didn't know, Paul, were you going to bring up the website management thing during your report, or?
Well, but not really. That's just going to be internal. I can announce it now. Basically, my office originally does all of your website maintenance and your updates and things like that. And Ben, your website's in a different format than all of our other websites, but it's the same similar format than as South Dade's. So Ben's company, through Ben, is doing the updating. So he's going to get the money, not me, basically, and for that work. It's already in our contract for it, but I'm allowed to pay whoever does the work. And so I'm just.
Well, now it's updated.
Yeah, there's no change to you guys, invisible to you all, but I'm just letting you know that he's the guy I point to when I need it done. And because my office has about 200 of them, and they're all in one format, and to learn two websites in a different format, it's not easy for my staff to be good at two different ones. They're really good at one. So just easier and more efficient. Ben keeps up on you guys because he's able to come to your meetings and stuff, so it's more seamless. That was all that was. Do we have anything from Juan? I'm trying to remember if we had any engineer topics that were still outstanding. I don't believe so, other than our county issue. But none of that, there's been no activity.
The only thing I would like to see happen is I'd like to see Marcos Gonzalez get his sidewalk fixed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's amazing. Yeah.
His kids are out there playing. They trip and fall. That's a problem.
I agree with Russ.
Everyone agrees with Russ.
But I have some stuff on, not on that, but similar.
Go ahead.
When we're done, when we go around, we'll do that.
All right.
I'm sure you got to do that.
Yeah, no. So there's no additional report from our engineer. Under manager, I already mentioned how we're handling the website. The pool, I'll give you guys an update on the pool credentials. We've put 6 batches out, and I'm trying to keep each batch at 25 IDs just for the workload. The way that it works is, just so all of you who haven't done it, once a person applies, and the people who haven't figured out how to apply on the form, they just email me, and that starts the process. I send them the form in another format. So both are working, the online form and direct connections. But either way, once they fill out the form and we split them into two buckets, either they're the resident owner or they're a renter. Once they're a renter, they go into the bucket where they have to submit a sworn affidavit from the actual property owner that they are the member utilizing the property. Remember how our rules are?
Yeah. Yeah.
To use the pool, you have to be a member, which means you pay the assessment. Or, you know, so if you're not a property owner, you're not directly the member until the member designates you. Once they designate you, they can't also be the member. So it's a good housekeeping process nonetheless. It's gone pretty well. Had a couple glitches that we've been able to work out. The camera is up and working. The camera system basically notifies me when more than 20 people have gone through the gate and not exited, because there's a difference. If they go through the back gate, that's an error that I sort of assume in the system. But once I get 20 clicks, I get an email.
Yes.
I look at the camera. I can look at the camera and see if the numbers are real. Like if it's still only like 5 people, I can ignore it. If it's 50 people, I can turn off the entry, so there's no more new entrants allowed in. Obviously, we know there's human error. Somebody could hold the gate open, things like that. But it's a pretty good effort at maintaining the volume that we're hoping for. And I think it's so far so good. It's also cold, except for today maybe, or this week. It's warmed up a little bit, but it's been cold, so the numbers aren't so bad. As we get through the rollout and everyone gets their credentials, I think the pool should function as normal.
So I have one thing on that. I'm not able to, by laws and codes, tell you guys what's going on with the pool issue. I just have to deal with it. So I had to text Paul or call him the other day, because there's been an issue the last couple of days with the front gate sensor. It's been green, it's not red, so it's not locking. We got that fixed. That was just a timer issue with the system, because I don't want any kids pulling that open and running into the pool and drowning or something.
Right.
But we did get that fixed, so that's all set already. So I'll let you guys know that, because there's not a lab, which I don't agree with, letting you guys know what's going on with the pool, but... so we did, we fixed it. Kevin was over there, he fixed it. He was finalizing the camera. I think it was still doing. I checked it this morning, I checked it earlier today, and it's been fine. So that's fixed.
So 20 people at a time.
That's where I get the notice.
Okay, good.
If I could move that around, but that seems to be a good baseline for alerts. But if anybody sees anything, just shoot me a note and we have the remote, it's our solution to not having on-site capabilities full-time, like an office like here or, similar places. So it's a good workaround that hopefully, when other incidents happen, the ability to remotely turn off the access to the gate is a nice capability. It won't solve all problems, we know that, but it certainly helps. The painters... once the holiday decorations were done the first week in January, the repair team came in and fixed the trim. They finished last week, and then the painter came in, did his cleaning. He set up all of his protective flooring and all the masking that was required. He did a really nice job there, and he started painting. He's doing the accents today. And he also threw in the lettering. He repainted the lettering as a favor. It wasn't in the original price, but
one thing with that, I know we spoke about the roof. Was that fixed yet or no?
Well, yeah, that was part of the repair. Was
okay,
to repair
so
the trim.
I just want to make sure, because they paint it and then it rains again. Whenever it starts raining, that black mold will come back down.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're good with that.
Yeah, part of the painting is to change the paint on the roof so it doesn't create that coloring. So that's all happening. Pleased about that. The pool contractor, you heard our attorney mention that he finalized that agreement. They've been working. We replaced, while they were being set up, we replaced filters, replaced one or two of the chlorinator systems were out, so that's all functioning much better. There was a lot of water loss in this trip because it hadn't rained in forever, so the pool had to have water added to it a little more frequently. He repaired the front fountain piping that was broken. Got that done. I haven't seen it lately, but it
seems still not working.
It's not working.
It's not working.
No, okay. Not running.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. Maybe the pool guy had it turned off for the painting, but I'll check on it.
Makes sense.
But he's at least going there, sending me pictures of his repairs and stuff. So that's forward progress, but eventually we'll get that going. What else did I have? That's the general type of activities that have been going on since our last meeting. Your HOA manager, I can't remember her name.
Wendy,
yeah, that's. I have two Wendy's, so I wanted to make. When I thought it,
is she on there? She was supposed to.
I didn't see her. Let me check.
If she's not, this one. She's gonna try to make it to the.
Yeah, but I've been in pretty regular communication with her. She's been good asking questions, and I explained to her, you know, when the FPL light is out, the best thing to do is go into their power outage system, put in the pole number, and anyone in that area, you know, the more the merrier. That's how that system works. They're on a completely electronic dispatching system. Phone calls don't really do it. So it's going onto their website and putting in complaints that a light's out or something like that. So
I've done it physically. I'm going to go around, if I get a chance, maybe this weekend, because this week for me is crazy. And I'll. I know there's a couple.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, just a second. Tony's talking. I'll summarize and then I'll call on you, Carlos. Go ahead.
So,
yeah, he can't.
I've been going around. I put a lot of the light pole numbers in the system already. So I know there's more out now, I think. They seem to be all going out now.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to be all on corners, which makes it even worse. So I'm going to go around if I get a chance this weekend and write all the numbers down again and see what ones I'm missing. Just resubmit them all again.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put some kind of either email or message out with the website so people can continue. If everybody does it, they'll come fix it.
Yeah, that's confused. The best solution.
It's just me and it's one other person doing it. Yeah. They just like whatever if it's my aim. But
we walk every day, so I saw some lights out. I'm gonna make a note of that. If you want to send me the number, you already have.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. One
of the best practices is to get like some blue masking tape, and just put a little X on the pole.
Okay.
So that in the daytime, once you've noticed that it's out, it stays with that mark on it until it comes back on. And just pull the tape off.
They have numbers on them.
Right.
It's like 18 numbers.
Yeah, it's a long number.
So I take a picture of it as I go around, and what I do is later on, I'll just go back and just keep.
But during the daytime, this helps it also helps you know that it's already been reported.
Yeah.
So that's one of the practices. We use that here in other communities. Go ahead.
Carlos, have anything before?
Yeah, go ahead, Carlos.
Hey, I was just going to say, the person that's on here says Rosanna Salazar. That's actually Wendy.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, Wendy. Thanks for joining us. Wendy,
microphone or something.
Yeah,
that's off. I think she can only hear us, but she's messaging through the chat, so I just wanted you to know.
Okay, if she has anything to talk about, we're happy to listen. We can hear pretty well here. It's just the microphone doesn't pick up across the room as well. But she's welcome to give any updates.
So I have one more thing on the light pole again.
Go ahead.
So Wendy did a really good job for me this week because I've been swamped. She actually got with the county with the light poles that are behind the trees.
That's waiting for the Air Force to land. Fortunately, there's usually two.
So Wendy got with the county and went back and forth with the county. One of the FPL people told her that they're not going to trim those trees where the light poles are in the middle of the tree where you can't see the lights. But she got with somebody else in the county, like their manager, and they said yes. So the county is supposed to be, don't have a date or time, trimming just the trees around the light poles that are blocking it. So
very
we got
good.
Them to do that, technically. Wendy was fantastic on that because I can't get any answers out of this week.
Right.
So just the ones that are covered by the lights, the trees covering the lights, you're going to trim those to get them away from the lights.
That's good. I don't want them butchering my tree. They should have put the light there.
I agree with you, but we're stuck with it, you know that.
Yeah, I mean, the actual solution is to take the tree out and replant it in a better spot.
But that's the county tree that I'm not going to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're not going to do that.
So
they would rather just cut the tree down and live without it.
To put the pole in a different place.
Thank you.
Well,
that was the solution.
Well, that's
in the first place.
One, something that's actually that can be applied and done. They're not going to do that.
When the plans...
Pool's already there.
When the plans were originally approved.
Right.
Those trees are shade trees. Mm-hmm. They're provided there to keep the sun off the eastern and western.
Right.
The elevations, the houses. The lights should have been properly positioned. That's all.
Yeah, so yeah, the light plan did not get married with the landscape plan.
And to be honest with you, they didn't even put lights where the parking areas are. Like on the CDD side of things.
Yeah, it wasn't designed clearly for that. Yep.
Which to me is ridiculous, but again, we did get them to approve that technically.
Okay.
So that's something that I'm chalking
that
up.
That's forward progress. Yeah.
Something because we've been fighting that forever.
Well, hopefully they won't chop my tree up too bad.
Well, they'll. If you've ever seen a power line or a light clearing of a tree, it's atrocious. It's a big deep V cut around the light, and that's what they do. Or you know, and they're not allowed. They're not supposed to do anything outside of arbor standards, so they can't cut half the tree off. Yeah. So they won't do that. So
hopefully, it's progress the way I'm chalking that up. And
yeah,
she did a fantastic job with that because I'm in swamp. So
that's great.
That's all I got. Tree light stuff.
Cool. In your packets are the financial reports, which includes check run, balance sheet, and income statement for approval by motion. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the check run.
Thank you, Cheryl. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Russ, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And that brings us to open reports. Anything else, Russ, that we haven't tackled for you? I know I talked to you a couple times in the last few weeks, so we've been...
No, I think, you know, aside from Marcos, the only thing I really have is I wanted to talk to Tony about. It concerns the HOA, so.
Okay. Well, happy to hear about that later. Roy, everything good with you?
Yeah, we're going to do one, item one.
Are you going to swear Roy in?
Yeah, I already
took... That's why I haven't, like...
Yeah, I'll take care of it any time. You can still talk.
Yeah, okay.
I went right over it on my... I think I had my pen over it when I was writing or when I was talking.
No, I'm glad we talked about the pool. I was freaked when I went over. I was getting my mail and I saw people swimming. I'm not, just so you guys know, I'm not on Facebook or whatever, the community. I'm pretty calm and mellow. I just try to take it easy, right? So when I saw the people swimming, I was like, we're in the pool now? I didn't know. My wife had to tell me, yeah, we were able to get in the pool. So I said... Walked up, looked, the one is the, we have something in there, has it been picked up? Because it was laying on the ground. You know the rules? That thing was like knocked over. I don't know if it's like, there's like an A-frame inside of the like rules.
Yeah, that's the required notice. Yeah. It got knocked over. Well, our custodian goes every day.
Yeah.
So,
I saw him, there's the guy there, it's great.
Yeah, he's excellent. He works here also. Roy was just saying that when he looked in the pool in the little A-frame that we use to just announce the social distancing requirements, it got knocked over. So if our...
We reattached it the other day, but I guess...
Yeah, we know and we're
perfect.
Yeah, the We Care sign was ripped down and he mounted it back up. You got to mount it back up.
The We Care sign down?
When he pulled it off the wall and it was gone.
That's just
so
rude.
I made sure it went back up.
We Care is the law enforcement cooperation tools. Sign.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I put them up there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, he screwed it to the wall this time, so it shouldn't be put up.
I screwed it to the wall the first time.
Somebody ripped it off. It wasn't there.
Well, yeah.
but it's fixed, so we're good. We fixed it.
The A-frame, just touch it up, fix it up?
Yeah. Got knocked off.
Yeah, the HOA actually paid for it.
The last thing I wanted to say is just thank you for inviting me to be on the team. And, everybody knows you, knows how we care about the community. Not about the other things. Just want to see the community do good. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you. And look, if you sign that and give that back to me, I'll notarize it for you. Cheryl, anything?
I just wanted to add, I haven't been at the pool to look yet. We talked last time about the weeds all around inside coming up around the pavers. Do we know if that was taken care of yet? And also, I had said that it was it needed power washing in there because everything was really filthy. So I haven't looked. I don't know. Do you know if it was taken care of?
I know. Our landscaper took care of this. He went in and sprayed it. I don't know if the when it was pressure washed last off the top of my head, but I know it's on our pressure wash list.
Okay, do you know when the pressure wash is going to get done?
I have to check when it's scheduled. I was done in October, was the last time.
Yeah, with summer coming, you know, everybody's going to start going to the pool.
Yeah, ideally we do the pressure washing once a year and touch up if necessary a second time. So if you're saying it's, we'll look at it. If it needs it, I'll order it.
Thank you.
Yep.
I think it's mostly the floor, right? The floor was kind of...
Can you ask him to
tell me? It's not like this.
I can see from the camera, but if he just, if it looks to see if it needs pressure washing.
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that.
Well, if you change the color of the cool deck, that'll help too, but it's a light color. So every time somebody's dirty foot touches it.
I kind of like the color it's here because of how it doesn't look so good.
Yeah, this used to be two different colors over the years, and we've come, when we redid the paint scheme to the gray, it's, how's it been? It's been easier to maintain?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really good quality. This paint is an elastomeric paint also. So it's got a really good body to it, resistance, so it washes off.
We scratched it up here too, but that was, we dragged the slate through here, so that was our fault.
Santa did that.
Yeah,
we
had a little Christmas paint here, so.
Go ahead.
Talking about the power washing, the mailboxes, you know, the walkways into both of them,
mm-hmm.
They're pretty bad looking also to get cleaned.
For the pressure washing?
Yes.
That should be on the same contract, I believe.
Yeah, I got to look at that because I think we did it all last September, October. We usually wait till after the rainy season,
yeah.
Because that's when it's most advantageous and it has the best benefit for the longest amount of time. And then we, you know, the heavy areas, if you have to do them twice, this would be the right time to do a second.
Do you know if it was really done in October?
Yeah, definitely.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing it. I remember we scheduled that, and we went over the contracts and stuff, and I think they do that in the playground, I remember.
Yeah, we did the playground also.
Okay. I'm just bringing it up because it's pretty filthy looking, you know.
Okay. Well,
maybe we need to look at
it. We have a custodian that's been on top of these things, so I'll have him report when it looks like it's due, and we'll just make sure it happens.
Yeah, like Tony said, maybe twice a year may have to do it instead of just the...
Yeah.
The once, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is if you do it once on a right at the end of summer, and then if it needs a second one a few months later, that those are the two timing. That every other, if you do it four times, you will have wasted those two trips. They will have no benefit. So.
I don't mean to be picky about things, but I'm a peanaholic here. the lights all around the mailboxes too look pretty filthy. Does he ever clean those lights?
So what he does typically, I mean, what we had originally discussed with him, we can add to his scope, is basically blowing like the mail area, like picking up any debris around there,
yeah.
Cleaning the bathrooms, and picking up all the doggy stations. This is like his primary function. He does a couple of extra things, like he's the one that fixed your We Care sign and reattached it for you. So he can do other miscellaneous items, but typically what we have him doing on a recurring basis is very basic, but we can expand on it if you guys are interested.
Well, it's just because you want to have light.
Of course.
There.
Yeah, that's like an annual or biannual type thing.
You know, with it so filthy looking,
okay.
You know, you're not going to get that bright light.
So those are your lights that are on the mail area, the CDDs, okay?
Yes.
Got it. I did notice one of the bulbs, you know, those are things we can...
I was going to bring that up.
Too. Yeah, okay. I know.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds good. Good tip. We can do that.
So you brought it up, so I'll say it. There's bulbs out at the pool. The outside, there's one on the outside wall. On the right as you're walking in, and the chandelier, as soon as you walk in, the bulb is out. At least one. I think there's one on this back side of the wall. There's another bulb. There's just bulbs that replaced. They're nothing, as far as I know. But I think that back one is that ring LED light, so I don't know if that's replaceable or not.
Everything's replaceable.
So, well,
one way or the
other. Light or, yeah, so
yeah.
You might have to have the electrician take a look at it, because it's not a bulb, it's an actual ring of LED lights.
Yeah, we'll have our on-site guy make a list of what he can do, what he can't do, we'll throw to the electrician.
All right. And what Russ brought up is, I noticed these county trees that we have in our swales, these big shade trees, are starting to push up the sidewalks as I'm walking around every night.
Wow.
So the roots are growing out and under the sidewalks now.
Sure.
They're starting to shift the sidewalks up. I was busting my unit up the other day.
More poor planning. But what you can do is you can cut those roots. and pull them out from underneath the concrete.
Yeah.
Again.
But anyway, I just want to let you know that we add that to our county list of things that they need to look at, because the sidewalks are now a safety hazard going around, because there's a lot of them that where the split is in the sidewalks is lifted up. If you're not paying attention, somebody's going to bust their face. Just
right. The tripping hazard.
They're high now. They're not like, you know. I almost thought about getting some more spray paint, just spray painting where the high rises are, but then people get mad that I spray painted the sidewalk. So.
Yeah, I mean, the standard practice is.
Grind them down.
Is to grind them down so that they're less than, I forget
quarter
this,
inch.
Quarter inch, thank you, is the minimum or maximum for a tripping hazard legally.
So, I don't know if you're going to be able to do that.
Right. When they exceed that, yeah. The flags have to be replaced. They call it a flag, the little 4x2 or whatever, 4x4.
We add that by. To that county.
Yeah, definitely.
We don't want to get involved in replacing sidewalks and stuff, they're not ours.
Right.
We need that legality, but.
I can't believe the trees are pushing already. That's amazing.
Some of the spots, yeah, it's crazy.
Around my house.
Yeah. What kind of trees are there, you know?
There's some buttonwoods. And there's one other kind. I'm trying to remember what else. There's mahoganies, I think.
They're not deep-rooted trees, that's a problem.
Buttonwoods are not.
That sells houses when you put them on the swales, but it's never...
They're cheap, and they grow fast, and they're green.
Well, they serve their purpose. They were put there to... At least for the east and west elevations, they were put there to protect your house and keep your house cool from the sunrise and the sunset.
They're put there to meet code and to get the permit to build the house that you live in.
Yeah, no, I get it.
That's true. That's green space.
And again, we're stuck with it, and we can't get the county to do anything, so we need to...
Yeah, I mean, the county list of acceptable trees doesn't make sense to put something in that's going to have an immediate that soon. They already have, I mean, it's like putting a ficus there. You're already having sidewalk problems. That's absurd.
I know.
When you drive down, you'll see our trees. We didn't touch them. They're enormous. Mm-hmm. And then you see the ones where the circles, they have no root, you know, no trunk to them or anything.
Yeah, the buttonwood is a hammock, Florida native hammock tree, which means it sits on top of coral, so it's very shallow. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be deep. It grows until it runs into a neighbor. So it needs to be next to something. So, fun. All right, you got that going for you.
And it's not a bonsai either.
No, I know what it is, yeah.
I mean...
In this community, they were put as the hedge material because they grow fast and they do all these things. Well, you keep trimming them as a hedge, they eventually say, I quit, and they turn into just complete wood. You see right through them, and so they're no longer a hedge. They basically want to be a tree. So they're a plant that just grows so easily and so faster, plus it's on the native list, so it checks right. All those boxes, and it gets used, and we had to tear, I mean, we spent $80,000, $90,000 removing ours and putting in something that actually was a hedge, like Abricola or whatever.
Cheryl's got one more question, then I got one more.
I have one more question. So the sidewalks belong to the county?
Yes.
That's what we're saying.
Sidewalks and roads.
The sidewalks and roads. But the sidewalks to get cleaned are the residents to clean them.
Maintenance-wise, the resident goes all the way to the asphalt.
Okay, so the resident has to clean them.
If they want them cleaned.
But the county owns them. The
county owns them.
So I'm just saying, so if my sidewalk was, which is not, but if one of them was broken.
Yeah, if you had a driveway you wanted to do, you could repair your sidewalk also.
I could repair the sidewalk?
Yeah, the county has no trouble assigning the maintenance to the adjacent homeowner, and that's normal. Like a swale in front of your house, very normal to cut your own swale. Okay. Just like the sidewalk, everything is exactly like that.
Okay, but to clean, the resident has to clean the sidewalks.
Yeah, I do not ever expect the county to come clean sidewalks.
But they're liable to replace the sidewalks.
Yeah, so if they get, what'll happen is if they get enough problems that generate enough to do work, they'll send a crew out, they'll let out a contract, on a piece-by-piece basis, I believe they have a crew that grinds them, that comes out.
That's all they're going to do, they're going to grind it.
They're going to grind that down to that quarter inch.
Replace it for a single isolated incident.
Yeah, they'll start replacing flags when it crosses a threshold of so many. And it's a deferral approach and I don't know what the threshold is. I can probably try to find out. We don't want, if we ever get to that, you'll be so angry it's too late already. So
I got one. Are you good?
I'm done.
Everybody good? I just have one more before we leave. So like one thing, I remember a couple meetings ago we voted on Milton and they voted on Milton doing the mulch in the CBD areas around the trees. Mm-hmm. Now it's past rainy season.
They should go in, yeah.
So it hasn't yet. to make it look good, like a beautification type thing.
Yep.
I know we already approved that. I just wanted to see when that was going to start moving.
I'll find out.
Okay. Let's just get it done. You know, rain season's over. Let's get it in and look better.
Yeah, I thought
it should
he
already be done on an as-needed basis, though.
That's not how it typically works. We can add that to his contract, but typically you do mulch once a year. Just you know,
is it really once a year? Okay.
Yeah, some areas twice. If you have a mulch that's going away within a year, you gotta you need to redesign that so that the mulch stays. Should last a year.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the rain.
Well, if it's set up where the rain can wash it out, then the bed is a bad design. So you're better off for price and enjoyment. And because what that mulch is going somewhere, if it's washing out, it's going clogging your drains. Could going to be other problems down the road. So you want to have your beds retain the mulch. Best possible.
Let's just check on it. See.
Yeah, I got it.
Because I know we already approved that. You know, make it look a lot better.
Yeah. Always like fresh mulch. It's good for the plants.
We already approved it, so I don't know why it's not.
I don't know.
Started yet, so he probably forgot. And
yeah, I sent it to him immediately. I'm sure, but
okay.
I'll double check. Thanks.
Okay. We're only putting mulch in place of red mulches or red, right?
Yeah.
Like if you have somebody who has rocks or nice stones, I mean,
just in the district areas, just CDD
rocks. Okay.
Yeah. Illegal rocks. Yes, you can keep them for now.
I'm sorry, we only got those 5 years ago.
Just to see these common areas, that's it.
Yep.
That make it look a lot better as you're walking around.
Yeah.
I'm good, I don't have anything.
Thank you. Carlos, up to you. Anything for the board?
Yeah, just I got a question. So I noticed, about a couple days ago before I left, coming down 248 headed toward 112, guess somebody in the neighborhood, right in the front row, is putting in a pool.
Yeah, Russ.
Down the wall.
Yep, Russ is
how
on that.
Handled?
See, he thinks there's a wall there too. I thought there was a wall.
Fence.
Yeah, so that's a construction project that would have been permitted through the county, and any damage, you know, and this happened on the other side of the community. They sign off like an affidavit that they will repair anything they damage. They don't take the time to tell people that they're going to damage their things, meaning us or the HOA or something. If they do it to a neighbor, they have to notify, the county requires them to notify the neighbor, but they don't require them to notify us or ask. So it's a reactionary requirement. They do it and then they have to put it back. We will basically do everything we can to make sure that they put back equivalent or better material.
I was going to say, because if it's a wall, the color's going to be different, and then bushes, they're going to have to get bushes that are light and bushes that are out. It seems like it's going to be. So is that something that they end up having to pay for? Or anything?
Definitely.
If they don't do it, is that something that they follow up with to make sure it's done? Because it's not what it's going to change the aesthetic of the neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll have to ride it. I asked somebody to take a picture of their permit for me so I can get the permit number and details. And I will start entering complaints into with the county that they did this without permission. They did it without asking. The one gentleman who did it a while ago, who cut a huge trail with a bobcat, basically, I got his attention, and he took care of it right away.
Yeah, we had to get that fixed. He tore that hole.
Okay. And then the other question I had.
He fixed it though.
I had a couple of concerns about people asking questions on about the maintaining, because I guess people were getting letters for trees in the swell or something, and then someone had brought up that, then I noticed somebody else had brought up on my community Facebook page too about the swells and who's supposed to maintain the trees and everything. So even the main thing is the ones that are on the side of people's houses, like so where I live, I have two neighbors on each side of me, and then they have trees that go in those swells. But I noticed that for the most part, those trees aren't very well taken care of. And then there's also some where people pulled them out and put in palm trees.
Right.
Now, is that something that the HOA is going to monitor, or is that something that the CDD is going to be responsible? I mean, how are we planning on handling stuff like that?
Well, if there's a separation. Some of those trees are our district buffer areas, and there's two or three areas in the community that are the districts. Those we already take care of, and those will always be the districts. Anything in front of a property owner, a private home, goes their maintenance responsibility goes all the way to the asphalt, to the road edge, including the sidewalk and everything, and that tree and any grass. So there, the individual is supposed to do that. Who monitors it is a great question. I believe the HOA has that in their rules, or should, and has the greatest ability to enforce it real time. That's the solution. And the HOA would send notices to people that their trees are out of code, meaning not to arbor standards, and et cetera. And if they're not, I would include a nutritional observation, like if they're being neglected, they need to be fertilized or watered, that should be included. Poor trimming techniques or no trimming techniques, that should be included. A missing tree should be included. A species alteration, meaning like you said, a palm. The HOA can make a whole list of all of these topics and enforce them. The CDD cannot.
Okay, so then my question is, so there was somebody I think that just posted to about a tree that they had, it was in their front yard, and it got damaged during the hurricane. So is that something that the CDD is paying for?
Unless it's on the CDD's property, which is the buffers. There's the playground area around the club, the pool, and the little end cap buffers. There's two or three of them in the whole community. Those are the only areas the CDD is responsible for.
The county
Well, in front of people's home, if they lost the tree during the hurricane, they need to replace it at their own expense.
Yes, the county may do it at some point in time. I wouldn't hold my breath, but the resident would be the likely responsible party.
The trees that were down.
So now here's my question on that. Who's responsible for issuing a letter for that? Is that CDD?
No.
Is that HOA?
HOA.
Okay, and then so I Tony for the HOA.
He was nodding. You couldn't hear his nod.
It's the HOA's. Huh? The HOA is required for rules and regulations. That's why those people got the letters. That's what they're doing.
Now people ask the questions because, you know, like we've had a lot of issues with people's cars getting towed, parking in the swell or parking in the street, and there's nothing in the approved bylaws that everybody received when they bought their home.
It's county code.
And now people are getting towed, but by HOA and then I guess by county, nothing in the county that says you can't park in the road unless you cause a hazard where there's more than 10, I think it's 10 feet between you and the other side of the road. But I just want to make sure, because some people were asking me, is that the CDD that's calling the tow company? Is that the HOA that's calling, who's calling the tow company? So I want to make sure that we understand and have that clear.
Everyone in this room is very clear that is 100, everything you're talking about is an HOA topic, and they are handling it.
Okay. Yep. But my the other question is, and I thought it was even before I got on the CDD, people had asked about the tree swells, and that was that it would be covered by the county. And that's why I brought it up again, because someone was told that they had to replace that tree.
Right. So you got to have the details clearly explained. The county owns it, but the county maintenance rules and in the HOA rules are that the homeowner adjacent to those areas, swales, trees, sidewalks, are maintained by the private individual. Now the HOA can, because it has a blanket enforcement over all aesthetics in its rules, can state A, B, C, D, whatever the HOA wants those rules to be, and they have the ability to lien and enforce. So both are true at the same time. Yes, it is owned by the county. It is a maintenance responsibility of the county. The county delegates the maintenance on a day-to-day basis to the adjacent property owner. That's a very common swale in front of your house responsibility throughout everywhere in Florida. So it's just maybe people were hoping the HOA would do it, or hoping the county or the CDD would do it. But that's the arrangement. And the county will do certain maintenance when it becomes a large global responsibility, like a Hurricane Andrew, for instance. All the trees get knocked down. It's their property. They would have a tree program, and 10 years after the storm, come in and probably put a tree in. Okay, that's a really long time to wait. But that's how they would handle that large scale of a maintenance item. We were talking about sidewalks. I don't know how much of it you could hear, but as the sidewalks start to deteriorate, which apparently these trees are causing, the most the county will do on the immediate is come out with a crew to grind the high lips down from those sidewalks so that they're less of a tripping hazard. Ultimately, the cosmetic part of it, the HOA often gets in that process in most communities and demands that they get fixed, or some communities they pool all the work together and they do it themselves. None of those are CDE. We are not allowed to perform services on property that is not owned or dedicated to the CDD. We are limited to that. HOA and private homeowners are not. You are encouraged to participate in helping the county do its job.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yep.
I wanted to make sure. I brought that up so it also goes on record. So when people keep asking questions, we can kind of direct them back to this meeting.
Yeah. Perfect.
Understanding of it.
I'm glad you asked. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Okay, I have one more business item. And if you'll repeat, I'll say aye, you say your name. I'll swear you in. I didn't put this on the record, but I wanted to. Aye.
Roy Lewis Fallone.
Resident of the state of Florida and citizen of the United States of America, being a supervisor of the Hemingway Point Community Development District and a recipient of public funds, on behalf of the district, do hereby solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of the state of Florida, and will faithfully, honestly, and impartially discharge the duties devolving upon me in the office of Supervisor of the Hemingway Point Community Development District, Florida.
I do.
Congratulations. I have your signed oath and will formally enter you into the records. Congratulations. I meant to do that at the beginning. No, nothing else? Russ's favorite motion?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you all. We are adjourned.